We are live now. All right. What's up, everybody? Tonight's show. Oh, what was that? Oh, it says you're live. Tonight's show with Kenny Yoho, if he figures out Skype, is brought to you by Motion Pro, which make tools mainly, and cables. Go to motionpro.com, also twowheelsoffreedom.com, and emoticons. Buy that shit for your phone. So then I can make it for Android, and then Nick can stop crying.
I've looked up ways how to like hack it, but it's such a pain in the ass to try it.
You're going to have to jailbreak your phone.
Yeah, and I've tried that in the past. I've just wrecked phones, so... Look at Clint getting crazy with a LaCroix.
Yeah, well, I'm washing my tequila down.
Ugh! Is that a sponsor yet? Let's beg them for sponsorship.
Nope. Yeah. Please.
Why not?
If,
not beg.
If we cover it up, it says Espo. So
Espo. I can get Drunko. Down with that.
That's what people used to say in school.
What?
They used to call me Espo.
That never caught on in the freestyle world?
No, that was just like in elementary or whatever. And then, for some reason, no nicknames ever stuck. I mean, Turbo Nuts is your own moniker. That's like not a nickname that anybody gave you.
No, I worked hard for that one.
And you bought it up yourself and everything.
I got made fun of trying to make up my own nickname. That doesn't work.
Yeah.
Well, when people call you Macklemore, you're just like, you come up with anything.
But that was recent.
Yeah. Turbo Nuts is recent.
So, Kenny Yoho, apparently, he was like, man, I just had to call him, reset my password and all this. So.
Well, give me the rundown on Kenny Yoho. I've heard the name. A million times.
So, the first show I ever did was with Kenny. I was going down to Florida to stay at John's, I think. And then Kenny was talking to them. And they were doing a show at Mesa Park, a motocross track. And we went down there and we just did a little jump show in the middle of it. And... Vanilla Ice was there racing and stuff. He got third in like 30 plus, and then they gave him like a they said there were no more third place trophies, so then they did the 50 class after him, and then they gave the third place kid a trophy, and he made a stink about not getting a third place trophy over this like 7 year old or whatever.
And he was Vanilla Ice at the time, right?
No. It wasn't that long ago. Come on. It was probably not very... He was still mad about being Vanilla Ice.
So he was after Vanilla Ice.
He was after, right after. But he was like in the mad...
That makes it worse. I'm like, is this before he was Vanilla Ice?
So this is like... No, this is like 2000 and... Maybe late 2000 or 2001. It's probably... The, like, December 2000, like, going into 2001.
Shit.
So, yeah, he was, when was Ice Ice Baby, 90s, late 90s?
I don't have a clue. But, yeah, he was hanging on to that trophy at this point.
Yeah. I tried to ride some laps, and he came around me, and I was like, I'm going to just park it.
You wouldn't race him?
Huh?
Was he fast?
I mean, he was pretty fast. I was not necessarily in riding shape at the time, but, or something.
I think we need to challenge him to
a race?
A rematch.
Well, I can't talk shit about him not getting his third place trophy and then try to race him.
Yeah, you have to. I'm going to bring that up.
He's going to watch this podcast. Because he knows Kenny. I don't know that he knows Kenny that well or not. So anyway.
Yeah, back to Kenny.
Yeah, so we Oh, man, I remember this show well. We go to pick his ramp up just at some guy's house. Like, they had this little-ass landing in the backyard. And we go to pick this ramp up, and the ramp is like... Now, I've only jumped probably one before this. And the ramp is, like, barely 2 feet wide. And there's, like, all these extensions to it. And if you add all the extensions on it, it's, like, 10.5 feet tall. It's like... So they take the last extension off, and it's only like, you know, 9 or something. And it's got to be fucking, I don't know, 25, 6 feet long. Like, it's just long as hell. And he's got it on this big flatbed, and he pulls by the, on like a trailer behind the truck, and he pulls by the landing and then just goes, that looks about good in the rear view. He pulls by the landing and then, like, in front of it, and then just is looking in the rear view and goes, that looks about right. And I go, what are you talking about? And he's like, no, it looks good. And I'm like, how far is that? He goes, it's 60 something. And then, because you couldn't go any further, there was like, you drove up this hump and then it flattened, like, literally, you drove up this hump, it's sand. It's Florida. You drive up this incline, and then it flattens out for like 10 feet, and then you hit the ramp. And the ramp's not even sturdy. It's like wobbling back and forth. So if you're hitting it with somebody in front of you, the thing's like wobbling around. And I got tripped out. I didn't do any tricks during the show. And then we practiced afterwards, and I could do all my tricks. So, and it was like Yoho, Renner, Rudy Waller, Travis Willis may or may not have been there. Vanilla Ice was in the stands.
Dude, all the stories of the old ramp setups before, like, people bitch now about, like, oh, I never hit this ramp, I never hit that. They're all pretty much the same.
Yeah.
The stories the back of the day are like...
Yeah. None of them were the same. Yeah, everybody was just, this looks good.
Yeah, you didn't even really, like, the internet was still coming around to, like, sharing ideas and stuff.
No, at that point, ramp specs, for you to buy some ramp specs off of Distler or whatever, it was, like, $500, and I was like, fuck that shit.
I think I bought some off for, like, $350. I convinced my dad to buy them.
Yeah.
And then we never built it, and I ended up getting that ramp from... Freeride.
Yep, there you go.
Well, they were selling them online, like, you buy with a credit card, then we'll deliver it.
But it's even, like, Freeride's, I've ridden so many different Freeride's. There's supposedly, like, 2 bends or 3 bends or something like that.
I don't know what I got.
Dude, unless I feel like they're made as a set, like, to almost bolt together, they're not going to fucking be exactly the same.
Yeah, well, you're picky, too. Like, I would never even notice that. I just...
Well, I got to the point where I could look at ramps and tell you what they were going to do.
I remember you telling me, like, I could feel the difference on the left side to the right side.
Yeah.
I still think that's bullshit.
No, my ramp, I cut the top of it to make it fold down so it was better for driving. Yeah. And the cut was a little bit on an angle. And I'm telling you, something with the hinges or something, like... If you went from one side to the other, it like kicked a little bit different. Yeah. There we go. Kenny Yoho's calling in.
All right.
Yo.
Yo, we're heading the right direction.
We're in the right direction.
Timmy?
Yeah. I just need to,
Sorry, man. I haven't used this in a while.
Yeah. It's all good.
I talked to Bubba maybe 2 or 3 months ago, and that was about it.
On this thing?
Yeah.
Hey, let me,
It's a good thing they didn't have these things back in the day, huh?
Yeah. Hey, you're on. It's live already.
That's cool.
Let me,
These things might have got me in trouble, man.
Yeah. Might have.
I want you to get the light a little better for it.
Yeah. Yeah, let me call you right back so that it's all of us.
That's cool.
Yo.
Yo.
What's going on here? What the fuck am I doing? All right. I don't know.
Are you just switching back and forth between the two of us?
No, no. I was trying to figure out how to add him.
You got video on stuff?
Yeah. Now you guys are going to have to add each other.
I see something popped up now. Just like the extra screen did. It's usually how it starts.
You don't have enough Skype credit. What the hell is this shit?
It's trying to sell us. Don't buy it.
I'm not buying anything, but why all of a sudden? All right, hey, let me hang out with you. I'll just add everybody to a group and then call you all back.
All right, do it live.
All right, fuck. We're going to do it live. All right, now I'm going to add. Maybe I should go to the Kenny call. And then why can't I add Nick to that? They are trying to get me to buy shit. All right, now we're gonna try and call. Yellow.
Almost.
I don't have enough Skype credit to add Kenny to a call.
Is it going to start charging us?
What the fuck is going on here? But Kenny can call me. Yo.
Yo, am I doing it right or what?
For some reason, it's not letting me add you, and let me see if I can add, I can't add people.
It's trying to hit that guy up, that number, that the other guy, and try to get him?
Yeah, you guys, you try to call each other.
Let me try to call him.
Fucking Skype, trying to get money off me. They're trying to charge me because I've called too many people.
Alright, I'm going to try to call this guy. Do I got to get off with you to call him?
No, you got to add him. See where it says, how come you're looking so far away from your camera? How big of a screen do you got?
I got a 55-inch. You're on my old 55-inch TV.
There should be a plus sign at the bottom. Go over it, and it'll say add person. Or you're going to have to call him for the first time, huh? You guys aren't even friends.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, man. Old guy's trying to play on the internet.
I just got a message board right now, so I'm waiting on. So if I hang up, hold on. If I hang up, I'll call you back.
Alright. And he hung up. Oh, it says on hold. There you go. Alright. Man. Figuring out the internet. Why does this say he's offline? Are we middle aged? I don't think so yet. We're still no good at the internet. We got at least Kenny calling back.
I tried to call the nut, but I didn't have no luck.
Why? He didn't answer?
Turbo, well, I guess I called you back. Never mind. Hang on.
Shit. So, like we were saying, I started my career riding with Kenny. And it's good to see he hasn't changed any. It's good. Hopefully we can get everybody on this call here. So I don't have to sit here and talk by myself. Maybe I'll just pause it.
Brian Swink. Know that guy?
Yeah. What about Brian Swink?
He just sent me a friend request.
Oh, yeah? Do you probably know, like, him from racing and stuff, actually, right?
Yeah, man. He used to be one of my heroes growing up. He used to be I got to race him, too.
Well, but,
he was a little bit older than me, so I kind of looked up to Brian and the whole Michigan Mafia. LaRocco, Kitch, you know, I hung out with a lot of Michigan people.
What about Ronnie Tischner? Did you ride with him?
Yeah, he's a little bit older than me, but I got to race him a couple times, and Ronnie's like one of the coolest guys around in Florida, if you ask me. Yeah, but Florida's kind of a screwed up game down here, you know? It's who you know and what group you're in, but Ronnie's always been the same, you know? He's been pretty cool the whole time to me, so...
But isn't that the game everywhere?
I guess so, man. It's been a while. I haven't been out of Florida in a while. I've been playing the family life for the last 5 years.
Yeah.
But things has changed, man. With my daughter, when all that shit went down, that's when everything changed up. You know, I kind of went from wide open partying to, get my life together.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if it was a good thing or a bad thing. I guess it was a good thing.
Yeah.
I can say we had a lot more fun back in the day, but yeah, I think we're going to live a lot longer now that we're chilled out and relaxed. How about you? You got any kids yet?
No, I don't.
It's coming.
Yeah. Don't you put that on me, Kenny Yoho.
What? Yeah, you need a kid. Hang on 1 second.
Okay, so if nobody's watching, it says. Although that's a lie, because I see people in the message board. Unless it got cut off.
Who's that?
Say hi. I have no idea.
Say hi. Say hi.
How old's he?
He's my rider coming up.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he'll be three in like 2 more weeks. So we're gonna. Probably another year and a half, I'll give him a bike, and then we'll start the whole thing over again. So,
did your dad always own that track? For people that don't know, Kenny's dad owns Dade City.
Yeah, pretty much, I grew up there. You know, from when I was 2-3 years old, he got the track. I think he got the track out the year I was born, 76. So I started racing 78, 79, and shit, my dad's still open today. It's kind of crazy. We're actually competition. Not really. I mean, he runs Saturday nights, we run Sunday. But I mean, I kind of doing the same thing my dad did. From one thing to another, freestyle motocross, it's a young man's sport. Kind of sucks, man. You know, Paul, that's what I feared the most, you know, something like that. So. That was crazy, huh?
Yeah, for sure. You can't see any of that shit coming, you know?
Well, I just knew in my heart I could feel that I didn't really give a shit anymore. So I jumped in a couple more years, but, I knew I had to pick an exit, you know? I had to pick a time to exit that and then get into something new. So, pretty much my dad had the racetrack. So after the freestyle, I went back and ran my dad's track for 5 years. And then come down to $10. And me and him got in a dispute. He owed me some money. and it came down like $10 or something. He owed me $490, and I was like, just give me $500. I drove up Brooksville like 5 times this week, and anyways, me and him got in an argument, and that's what started I-4MX. Me and him had a dispute, and I was like, well, screw it. The only thing I really know how to do is run races, so I'm going to start my own race. And the first race, it's funny because we had no clue how many people we would have and what was going on. But then we woke up the next morning, we had 250 riders. So that was the beginning of I-4MX. And now we're going into the 5th year. Next year will be year number 5.
So what is that?
I-4MX is a motocross series down here in Florida. So, you know, you have, you know, the big AMA races, but then we're more of the outlaw local series. I don't really care to go AMA right now. I think you need experience, you know. So right now, keep doing what I'm doing. We're growing. We're getting people into the sport. So I think that's the main thing. I think we all have our place, and I'm coming up the ranks, but, you know, you got to wait your time, just like anything. So
that's cool. That's a cool perspective on it as far as being a race promoter. And, yeah, for sure, like you said, it's a lot of everything is who you know, and people knowing that you are capable of handling a race series, you know, is then when you're going to get more sponsors and stuff like that.
Yeah, there's a bunch of different magnitudes of it. So I mean, we're learning, we're pretty good. It's just, you know, waiting the time when bigger opportunities arise. Then, you know, I've got goals in my head, so just gotta wait it out though. It's just, you know, can't push. But yeah, anytime you guys are down in Florida or anybody's down in Florida watching this, just come down i4mx.com and then come check us out. We got a race this weekend at Fort Myers, so it's a little bit south. So what happened to you? You lose your beard?
I usually, it's just laziness. It's just long stubble. I don't ever necessarily have a beard. I just don't shave. So.
Well.
It drives me nuts. It itches too much.
Yeah, well, I just remember you had the big beard. So tell me what you're doing. Are you guys, you still going?
No, I broke my leg bad last year, and then it got infected and stuff. And same thing, like I was already trying to figure out what I was going to do, and then that kind of just like forced my hand. Not exactly the way I wanted to get out, but like my knee with the infection and stuff, I had knee surgery too. So my leg's been junk until just recently. It started to feel like kind of good, but I don't know. I wasn't progressing with those kids, and I didn't want to do what those guys are doing. You know what I mean? Anyway, so it's not really as fulfilling when you're just riding for a paycheck versus actually trying to get better and stuff.
Yeah. Amen. I did that for a long time. Well, that's cool though. You had to pick your spot, and sometimes you know, your injury's kind of like your warning. So, how old are you now?
37. I'll be 38 in like 2 weeks.
That's cool. You're getting up there. I'm 41, so I'm old.
Do you still ride or what?
What's that?
Do you still ride?
No, I mean we ride, like me and my uncle, we still ride, but it's other people's bikes, and we'll get on and have fun, but it's expensive, man. When you get down to, you're paying your own bills, and you got a family, it's expensive, you know. I quit riding when I quit getting stuff free. I think I did it for a long time, and then I just got used to it. So, like, we'll ride for fun, but one day, I think probably maybe about 45, I might come out and do Loretta loans for old time's sake. So I definitely still think I got a couple more in me. But I want my kid, you know, I want to get my kid going. And then once he's going and we go to Loretta's, then, you know, why not? So.
Yeah. That sounds fun, riding with him. Actually, that's how I got hurt, dude, doing a vet race.
Yeah? Wow. That's how you broke your leg?
Yeah, riding 30 plus. So you'll appreciate this story.
Racing, you'll get hurt a lot more often. So.
Well, dude, it was just stupid. So I'd watched a Ricky Carmichael video on hole shots. I had this 450. And I kept getting pretty good starts, but not that good. And I finally, I was racing open A, and then 30 plus or vet A, and then they also had vet B in there, and they had open B in there in my two classes. So I got off right behind the two guys in the younger class, or in the open A with the open B, and the two kids were fast, but I was faster than them. I was right on them, but it was kind of one lined. I couldn't get around them. They were jumping this one triple in the middle. So the my next vet race, I finally figured out what I was doing wrong on the starts. I didn't even see anybody after the gate drop. I had 16 seconds on the dude. And I'm like, I'm going to jump this triple just for the fuck of it. And then throw down with these boys in the next, or the young kids in the next moto. And the track had dried out so much in between practice and the moto that I just spun all the way up the face in case the shit. Because I jumped it in practice once or twice, but there was always people in the way. And then I just spun all the way up the face. I end up casing it. And then I got bucked and I landed weird. My leg went forward under my triple clamp. Yeah.
Did you do a lot of racing before the freestyle?
Yeah. I had a pro license and stuff like that.
So you come from a racing background, yeah. So man, that sucks. That always gets you.
Yeah. It was a bummer. I was having so much fun.
Can I grab this for 1 second? Can you call that guy and give me maybe five minutes? I just got it's from Iowa. Hold on, give me a second. Give me 1 second.
All right.
Call me.
We're going to try to call Nick. Looks like he's away. Nick, turn your Skype back on. I see you chatting on YouTube. There he is. Kenny's calling Clint out. Make some humans.
Hey, Clint.
Yo, you're back already.
Can you, hey, what's up? I'll call you back. You on the line?
Who are you calling back, me? No, I'm not on the other line. This guy taking, this is about what I remember of Kenny. Danny Dwayne says, Clint, I backflip. Kenny, I made people. It's true. All right. We're going to put it on hold so you don't got to just watch me try and figure out what to say for you. This is about what I remember of Kenny. He got a very important call in the middle of the podcast. And he's like, yo, I got to take this. I'm like, what are you talking about? We're doing a show right now. He's like, later. Did you just freeze? Damn you, flyover states. Damn you. Come back, Nick. Come back. You know, the technical difficulties are out of this world tonight. Ay, ay, ay.